Happy to be joined right now by Steve Perry. He is the Executive Director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thanks so much, Vic. Nice to talk with you.
Well, I know these are very happy times, the Hall of Fame commemorating its 50th anniversary, doing this in weeks 14 and 15 of this season, and so many initiatives that you have going. I'd like to get you to talk about, starting with the fact that you've completed the largest expansion in the Hall's history, growing from 86,000 square feet to 118,000 square feet. Very impressive.
Right. Well, you're certainly correct. It is a happy time at the Hall of Fame, and both we and the National Football League are celebrating it in a big way. I think that's appropriate. Anytime you have a golden anniversary, whether it's a marriage or, in this case, the 50 years of excellence at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's something to celebrate in a special way. So it's just very fortuitous that we were able to launch the expansion and renovation of the facility, as you point out, the largest in our nearly 50-year history. And it's going to be completed, or is being completed, just as we are celebrating the 50th anniversary. So the expansion, the brand new Hall of Fame, the new exhibits, and the celebration of our 50th anniversary all comes at the same time.
And also with this is the Gridiron Glory, the Best of the Hall of Fame, the multimedia traveling exhibition. I think this is so cool where people who don't maybe have that opportunity to get to Canton, even though they're always encouraged to do so, but this 7,000 square foot interactive traveling exhibition is something I know that people truly enjoy.
Yes. As you point out, in addition to, you know, expanding the building and making the Hall of Fame Museum itself much more spectacular, we decided that we would bring an aspect of the Hall of Fame experience to the fans where they live. And so this 7,000-square-foot exhibition, which, as you say, is titled Gridiron Glory, consists of over 200 documents and artifacts out of our collection, some that have never been shown before. And the idea is that we will have that exhibition move to various cultural institutions around the country so that fans have an opportunity to get a Hall of Fame visitation experience in their own community. Mm. And what we're finding is that it sort of whets their appetite to come to the Mecca in Canton, Ohio, and see the rest of the exhibits at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. No, that's tremendous strategy behind that. And the other thing you've done, too, and I think this is very special. I'm a book lover, a 300-page book called the Pro Football Hall of Fame 50th Anniversary Book, Where Greatness Lives is the title. Obviously, it's about something that thick and big is about the illustrations. And you have some of the greatest shooters in the world, photographers in the world, shooting the NFL, contributing photos to this book.
Yes, it's really well done. And you're good friends with Joe Horrigan and John Thorne. They were the co-authors of the book. I think they did a very good job in highlighting some of the spectacular moments in pro football, and certainly putting in place some of the documents and pictures of three-dimensional artifacts that we have, so people can get a sense of the treasures that are in the Hall of Fame collection. But also the narrative in there gives some explanation of what was going on and the significance of a lot of those artifacts.
Yeah, and I know some tremendous writers and great friends of mine, such as Peter King and Dave Anderson and so forth, Jared Bell.
Steve Sable.
The late Steve Sable participated, contributed essays to this. Now, what's ahead for the Hall? And we are visiting, by the way, with Steve Perry. He is the Executive Director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we talk about the Hall's commemorating its 50th anniversary, and the NFL will recognize this in weeks 14 and 15 of this season. What's ahead is you're going to be completing a renovation of the museum, right? 37,000 square feet in time for the spring and summer.
Yes. The rotunda, people that are familiar with the Hall of Fame know that the iconic original building is a rotunda-shaped building. We are completely renovating the inside of that. Joe Horrigan and his team are arranging the exhibits such that we will show important activities that were going on in the growth and development of pro football during the era of each of the commissioners, starting with the original commissioner or president, Jim Thorpe, and then the era of Joe Carr and Bert Bell and Pete Rozelle, right on up to Paul Tagliabue and the current commissioner, Roger Goodell. So it will give a depiction of what was happening significantly in pro football during their tenures. And then it will also talk about, from a historical sense, what was going on in our society and in our world so that people can make the connection between what was happening in pro football in 1958 and what was happening in the world in general in 1958. Now, that is going to be combined with some of the modernization and renovation of exhibits that we've already done. For example, I know that you visited and have seen the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery,
right,
which makes use of NFL films to make the exhibits vibrant and lively with sound and fury of the game. The exhibits are interactive so that if an individual wanted to look up who's in the starting roster of the Super Bowl 1975, you push a button and there it is. And if you want to see video highlights of that game, you push another button and there that is.
Beautiful.
So all of the exhibits have been what we describe as we bring the artifacts to life by combining them with NFL films and the video and the audio, oftentimes with the voice of the Hall of Famer himself, whether it's Johnny Unitas or Bobby Bell or Jim Brown, explaining an experience that they had in pro football and making the artifact, the football or the jersey or the trophy, have even more meaning when you see it in that context.
Well, very exciting stuff ahead, and so excited for you, Steve, and all our good friends at the Hall of Fame. I know you do it, you know, you don't have to be told this again, but you do a tremendous job. And I think the celebration of this anniversary is going to show just once again how great all that you guys do there is and how well it's received.
Well, I appreciate that, Vic. And I especially want to remind your friends or your listeners of something you just said, and that is during week 14 and 15, that is the upcoming 2 weeks of the NFL season, all the 32 teams will be wearing on their uniforms the 50-year logo and patch of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we're absolutely delighted with the support that we're being given by the National Football League to help celebrate and engage the fans in celebrating 50 years of excellence at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and telling the story of pro football and honoring the great players, coaches, and contributors of the game.
He is Steve Perry, the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, Steve, again, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you soon in Canton.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
All right. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.